So I've got a little intro and then we'll get into it.
Okay, cool.
Beautiful. Jess in with you this morning. Now, Andrew Farris really needs no introduction, particularly so far as 2&M listeners are concerned. Of course, part of the legendary band INXS. Now, he's releasing a new album this Friday, and there have been a couple of singles released, including this one only last week. The inner child that's always been alive. Run, baby, run. It's called Run, Baby, Run, and I'm very pleased to say Andrew Farris joins me on the show this morning. How are you doing, mate?
Yeah, I'm really good. How are you, Jess?
I'm excellent, thank you. Now, how is it to be back on the Australian music scene?
Yeah, well, that's right. I don't know that I ever left
not
in one
really.
Sense, but not really. But if you'd like me to say I'm back, sure. And, I'm really happy to be able to have my country music album out and being played by a lot of people at the moment. And I'm feeling really fortunate, actually. And obviously my album, it's been a while coming, but there's a story about how that came together, if you'd like me to tell you.
Yes, please.
Sure. Well, people would know my name. They would know I'm a songwriter, and especially the work I've done with and for INXS. And, you know, I loved that journey that I had with that band. It was amazing. But I think for me as a songwriter, I'd always written songs and not necessarily released them at the time. I just sort of stored them away or pulled them out at other times for other artists or whatever it was I wanted to. Well, some of the songs I'd recorded weren't recorded that well, but I liked the songs, you know, I was happy with them. And so I started re-recording them, both at home northwest of Tamworth, where I live, in the bush, and also in Nashville. And when I started re-recording my songs, the nearest singer around was me. So I started singing them, and I thought, I'll get someone who really knows what they're doing later on to sing these songs. And then the mix engineer in Nashville said to me, hey, man, what's wrong with your voice? And I said, well, it's me, you know. And they said, well, it doesn't matter. We like it. Just keep singing. So, and then I thought, well, these guys do this, you know, 24/7 all year with, you know, some really huge, you know, big names. I thought, if they mean that, I'll keep doing it. So that's kind of how my journey started, by re-recording older songs and newer ones, much newer ones. Well, the next thing that happened was I took a trip down to the Mexican border with my wife, Marlena, as a little holiday thing outside of working in Nashville. And we started riding horses along the Mexican border where Arizona meets New Mexico. Yep. And an area called the Chiricahua Mountains. And we didn't know what to expect. We thought it would be like a little pony ride thing, you know, but it wasn't. We rode, you know, horses seriously for about 6 hours a day, 6 days straight through this mountain area. And I learned all about the Apache Indians, the Mexican people across the border, the Mexican army, the history of the area, you know, the U.S. Cavalry, the cowboys up in Tombstone, up the road, and the outlaws. You know, you had the settlers trying to live amongst all this chaos. And I didn't understand what was happening to me at first. And when I finally went back to Nashville, I get in the room with the other songwriters and they'd say, hey, Andrew, what do you want to write about? And I say, I sort of stopped for a minute. I looked at them and I said, I want to write about the Old West. And there's this sort of pause for a minute, like, what was that? You know, like, hey, man, that's in the past, you know, like that was years ago. I'm like, yeah, I know, it's cool, you know. And I didn't think they quite understood what I was going to do with it. And that's where I've ended up making my album.
That's awesome. And the track Run, Baby, Run, I was watching the music video this morning. It is basically exactly what you've just described. It's a throwback to the West.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, because, you know, I find, you know, how can I put it? A lot of my album, I tried to have the lyrics about the idea of freedom, and that's not a cliche, like, you know, feeling liberated or being able to travel somewhere when you want to travel there, or you're just feeling it's a beautiful day, you want to get out and walk around in the sunshine, you just want to enjoy life, you want to run, baby, run,
yeah,
when you can and where you want to go. And that was, you know, suddenly, to me, the Old West and the frontier world was very much like that. It was tumultuous. You had the clashing of cultures, and pre-electricity was a whole different life. Like, I think the world we live in now. Frontiers are more technical, they're technology driven, and I don't know where we're all going, but to me, okay, it's a bit romantic looking backwards into the Wild West, but then again, there are certain things that they were doing that to me are really amazing back then, you know?
Definitely. There's nothing wrong with looking back at things in that romantic sense. And how you came up with the idea for the music clip that goes along with this is kind of quite romantic as well, I think.
Yeah, well, that you know, that's part of the idea is that, you know, this is sort of a, you know, because country music can be quite gritty and sad, but it can also be quite goofy and silly. And I wanted some of my videos to be kind of a little bit of both, where there is a, you know, there is a reference to older times, but there's also a kind of, I don't know, like a sense of humour or craziness in some of my videos too, you know.
Mm. And tell us how you came up with the idea for it. You were sitting having a coffee after being at the Gympie Muster, and it literally just, the idea landed in front of you.
Exactly. It was bizarre because I'd been thinking of locations to make, you know, sort of Western-style videos. And you're right, the steam train just pulled in. And it was like, it was fortuitous, you know. I just looked at it and went, this is ridiculous, you know. And there was mums and dads and kids all like oohing and aahing over this train. And I was just standing there with my mouth open going, that's the next video. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
You know, yeah, that, it's right there. And it was the Mary Valley Rattler in Queensland. An awesome steam train museum. And the people, really, I strongly recommend as a tourist experience to go check out what those people have done. It's really quite incredible.
Mm. You know. That's awesome. And you're going to be hitting the road in April and May. I see there is a stop in Newcastle.
Yes, exactly. I'm playing Lazotte's on Friday the 16th of April, and that I'm really excited about too. I've always wanted to play Lazotte's. I never really had the opportunity until now. So, and, you know, it's been a really crazy time for many people, you know, the last year, and so I hope to see folks there, and really looking forward to it. Also, I have Andrew Swift coming on the tour as well. Andrew's awesome.
It'll be an awesome tour. Make sure you head to andrewfarris.com for all the details on the tour and where Andrew's going to be. Follow him on social media. It's been a pleasure to have you on the show this morning, Andrew.
Yeah, good on you, Jess, and take care now, okay?